It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tomorrow, 21 cyclists made up of veterans ranging from the Vietnam era to post-9/11 will embark on a 335-mile ride to Washington, D.C. They plan to be there by July 4th, and leading the group is my guest, United States Army veteran Jack Kudrov, who served for 23 years in the Army, and he joins me now in studio. Jack Kudrov, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much for having me today.
And you can join the conversation with a question, a comment. If you're a veteran, we'd like to hear from you especially. But anybody who's curious about this whole event, 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Again, that's 412-246-2002. Email ESSPGH at WESA.FM and on Twitter at ESSPGH. Again, the number 412-246-2002. So, Jack Kudrov, explain why you are doing this. Obviously, there's a good cause involved.
Well, there's a good cause, but for me, it is something that came to me actually last year when I noticed a lot of my mentors and a lot of my friends from the military were passing away, and I felt I needed to take time to get away. And last year, I rode down to Washington, D.C. on the Allegheny Passage Trail on my bicycle, and I considered that my sort of remembrance ride. And others suggested, hey, why not take it to the next level? Let's invite others who would also like to become more involved with the veterans and the issues that they face. And so we put it out in the community, and we have a team now of 20 people who've actually volunteered their time and their energy and their efforts to help us raise awareness in the community about the issues that our veterans are facing. This year, the theme is Embracing Our Veterans 2016. This will be the first annual bicycle ride to Washington, D.C. from Pittsburgh from the Veterans Leadership Program. It's to create awareness, to keep it present in the community.
And this is the trail that's fairly new, right? The one that was just completed?
Yes. Well, the trail has been a work in progress for several decades, and it was done through partnerships in the community. And today it's a beautiful trail with a lot of nature and spectacular scenery all the ways down to Cumberland, Maryland, where you pick up the CNO towpath, which is the old canal system. On the one side, you have the Potomac River. On the other side is the old canal system. It's a spectacular ride. I had actually met two young guys who were bicycling into Pittsburgh. I met them last year, and when they told me about their journey, I thought, wow, I need to do that too. It's a great way to get away and reflect, and I really enjoyed it last year.
And how much does this help the veterans who are taking part and who, like you, felt I need to get away, I need to do something, and I'm not quite sure what it is, but something that's going to be not only recreational but that is part of doing good work for the community, in this case the community of veterans?
Well, besides helping raise the issue and keep the issue alive in the community, the sense of awareness, I think each veteran who will participate in the ride will have the time to reflect about their own experiences with the people that they served with honorably. And it will be moments of solitude where you're busy riding your bicycle, but you're reflecting about the things you've gone through and the others who experienced it with you.
When you talk about creating awareness, what are the things that the general public, that people who are planning to celebrate this weekend and think of it more in terms of, you know, we're going out to party and maybe catch a ball game and have a cookout and eat and drink and just have a good time, whereas obviously for people like you, it represents more than that.
It does represent more. Basically, it's a time for basically a solemn reflection, because the fact of the matter is, the reality is over 30% of homeless people are veterans, and many of them are struggling with mental health issues, and often results in perhaps abusing drugs or alcohol. and employment issues, chronic unemployment. And basically what we offer is a way to stabilize that situation with our partners, namely the Department of Veterans Affairs and Allegheny County DHS, and we help to stabilize those situations.
How did you get into biking? There, it looks like there's an interesting story behind that.
Well, I really had been through the gauntlet myself medically. I had been diagnosed with a terminal form of cancer, and one of the things that was suggested to me by my doctor to remain active was bicycling or swimming, and I chose bicycling. Several years ago, I was actually walking along the trail, and there were all these people passing me on their bicycles, and I thought to myself, why haven't you gotten one of those? You've been saying you were going to get one. So that weekend, I went down to a shop here on the South Side and got my first bicycle in 40 years, and I've had a wonderful time ever since I got it.
You're probably saying, why didn't I do this sooner?
It was like I reconnected with an old friend.
And when it comes to taking this 335-mile trip to Washington, D.C., it's obviously going to take several days, or not several days, but a few days anyway, to do it. And so are you camping out? Where do you stay over? Are you stopping at a hotel? Are you camping out on the trail? How do you do it?
Well, this year's plan is to use a combination of bed and breakfast, hotels. I'm not sure
that's
if we have any
hostels.
That's
my kind of trip right there.
But
you don't have to worry about bringing your tent and then pitching it at the end of a long, hard ride.
But that's our plan. And basically, I think we're going to cover probably about 75 miles a day. We will arrive on the 4th of July, which will be the fifth day of the event. We will also be honored to be at a dinner sponsored by Vietnam Veterans in
Washington?
In Washington, no. That's actually on the way in Cumberland.
Okay.
Yes, and
so that takes care of one meal, right?
Well, sure. We've also taken care of arrangements for the rest. I just don't have the specifics in front of me
That's fine. You don't have to worry about that. But here's something else I'm curious about is you know, this is 75 miles a day.
Yes.
That's a lot of biking. So what are you bringing along to sustain yourselves?
Well, we also have volunteers who have agreed to provide a vehicle, and we will be able to basically each person will be able to put a bag in that vehicle with whatever support items they need. And the Veterans Leadership Program is also providing water and refreshments for the trip along the way. We plan to take numerous refreshment breaks that we have planned as part of the trip.
Is everybody in shape? Have they all trained for this, or is it the gamut?
We've actually been practicing for a number of months. Some of us were actually trying to ride when it was snowing. So,
just in case it snows in July, you never know what kind of weather you're going to encounter out there. We're talking with U.S. Army veteran Jack Kudrov, who's leading a group of veterans from the Vietnam era to post 9/11 on a 335-mile bike ride to Washington, D.C. They plan to be there for July 4th. We've got just about a minute or so left. Jack, what do you hope that these veterans that you're bringing along with you will get out of this experience? Do you need some water? I have some. I have some tea, actually. Have some of that.
I think that what they will find is it was a wonderful experience to be able to take the time and reflect. And I think they'll come back to the community having rediscovered something about themselves. And they'll share that with their friends and their family. And I believe next year's ride, which will be the second annual ride, there'll be a lot more people wanting to get involved. The key thing is raising the sense of awareness, not forgetting about our veterans. The war has been going on for many years, the war in the Middle East. It's the longest war in our nation's history, and more often it's becoming something that's seen on the back page, and it needs to be on the front page because our veterans are facing so many issues. They're struggling. Most veterans return to the community whole, and they resume their lives. But for a significant number, they struggle with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and the disabling conditions that one can experience in combat. And I just hope that we don't forget about our veterans, especially with this patriotic holiday coming forward. And I ask that people can consider keeping us in mind. If they can't donate time, would they please contribute money in the form of a donation by going to neverforgetvets.org.
Neverforgetvets.org. We'll have a link to it at our website, wesa.fm. And U.S. Army veteran Jack Kudrov, good luck on your ride to Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us. We're out of time. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.
Thank you.